Brain.fm is a science-backed platform that delivers entrainment via music that helps you focus, relax, and meditate. Keep listening to this episode for a special offer just for listeners of Rethinking Podcasting, and thanks to Brain.fm for their support of this show.
This is a voice note with Matt.
Yeah. Hey guys, this was going to be one of the weeks where I missed the long weekly episode that I planned together well because I'm just incredibly busy at the moment again. But I wanted to leave you a voice note because there's something that I've been mulling over in my head about a current podcast editing client that I will soon be getting rid of, for lack of a better term. The work for them became overwhelming. There's very little benefit for me, either through value or income or whatever, working with this particular client. And I figured this podcast is not just about providing value for you about podcasting, but it's also a way for me to share the important things with you that I know generally about working and working with people, and the stuff that can affect you as a podcaster or a podcasting professional that you need to note. And a lot of the aspects of the things we do in podcasting are relational. And I'll tie the beginning with this relational thought in a sec, but relationships are the baseline of podcasting. Podcasts have come about as an incredibly engaging medium because it's about creating a connection with the person that you're speaking to if it's an interview, or creating a connection with the listener, like I am connecting with you right now. Those relationships are super important. So any podcast that isn't looking to facilitate, create, maintain, upgrade, you know, stay consistent with that relationship isn't going to do as well as you expect it to. Now, this also translates across to work that you do for podcasts. It's necessarily a relationship. So if you are a podcast editor, like I am for the client that I mentioned earlier, then creating, maintaining, upgrading that relationship is going to be super important. Now, this is also a corollary to any relationship you have in your life. You know, you have a wife, a husband, a partner, a good friend, a best friend that you maintain a relationship with. You want to make sure that you're doing the things that keep things going for that relationship. It might be going to movies that you don't like to make sure that you can hang out with them. It might be telling them what's going on in your life over a coffee and just sharing what's going on. But the transparency, I think, is incredibly important there. Good communication is often about transparently communicating without a vendetta, without anything lying on top. Now, floating back to podcast editing or a podcast profession, transparency is key there as well. Because more often than not these days, podcasting teams, they're not in the same office, working in the same space. If you're listening to this right now and you're a podcast editor, it's more than likely that you are dealing with your clients via emails, via text messaging, video calls occasionally maybe. So it can get really easy to feel sectioned off, particularly if the communication doesn't come thick and fast and you don't keep people up to date. And it's not the fact that you're missing information or don't know what's going on, because as long as you know your role in the entire process, that's perfectly fine. But transparently understanding what anyone else is doing as part of your podcasting team, that relieves some anxiety. The thoughts that whether what you're doing is good enough, whether it fits in, if you're delivering it in a timely way, all of those are important things that compound on any podcast editor or professional who's working in with a team. There's always going to be outliers, the people who do it through vengeance or stay to their lane and don't care what else goes on. They deliver what they need to deliver when it's due, and that's it. But I think the value of working as an editor or a researcher, script writer, producer, whatever it might be, as part of a podcasting team, looping back to the start, is that relational component. Now, tying all of that together, relationships, transparency, maintenance, consistency, all those things together are incredibly important to make sure that all of the team members feel valued, that the work being done and the credit for that work being done is clear, and that at every stage, at every part of the podcasting process, every person knows the stage at which project is before it gets to the stage of delivery or the stage where they need to deliver the thing they need to do. Now, this client that I'll be offboarding, I'm not going to name them because that is not the place. This isn't the place to do that kind of thing, and it's not a thing that you should do in this industry either. But what I've learned from working with this particular client is that if there is no transparency, it doesn't matter what the state of the podcast is, whether they have enough budget or if they don't. It doesn't matter how many people you've got working for you, what side of the planet you're on. If you are not working directly and informing and transparently communicating with everyone in that team and facilitating the connections within that podcast team to make sure that everything is solid, that no one feels out of place, that everyone feels like they're delivering value, then you're doing something wrong. And this is a message I've tried to tell this client every so often. I have really tried. I've even tried to work a system around this client to try and make it work. But it hasn't worked. And I'm done telling them. So I'm telling you, not as a way for me to complain about having a client, one of those situations in the very few times in your career where you'll encounter a bad client and have to deal with it. Because in fairness, the mission of this client is actually great. What it accomplishes is excellent. But even if the fruit has a sheen to the front that makes you want to buy it, if it's rotten on the inside, then there's nothing you can do. You have to toss the fruit out and start again. So the important lesson that I want to tell you in this voice note, admittedly a long one, so if you've stuck with me this far, I'm really glad you have. The really important thing is that if you're being brought on as part of a team, know your value, seek to create that relational human connection, and seek out the transparency and where you work in to a podcasting team. And if you're not getting it from the podcast client that you have, or the co-host that you're working with, or even perhaps the guest that you're trying to get on for a single episode, reach out and make that connection. Do the right thing. Take the high road. Don't throw your toys out the pram. And just because you didn't do it right the first time, cast them off and then bring someone else in just to make sure it does work. It is a really simple thing for you to stand up and do the right thing. And if you're doing it all the time and you can see the signs and you can make sure that it doesn't happen to you again, then it's going to benefit everyone else as well. And I know it will benefit you. So make sure, if you're looking to work in the podcasting industry, that transparency, relationships, communication, all of those boxes get ticked as you're working with your clients, and don't be afraid to let them go if they don't. Now, that got a little bit serious. There will be more episodes this week with something a little more lighthearted, but I figure revealing a little bit more about myself and sharing some advice, probably in the more conflict-ridden aspects of podcasting, I think is an important thing. There's a lot of stuff that people don't talk about in podcasting that's hard to talk about because it can put people on the spot. But it's in those areas that people need to be put on the spot, and you need to call out the things that need to change. So if that change comes for you, I'll be incredibly happy. And if it comes about as a result of this episode, then let me know. Share a voice note on speakpipe.com/coffeepodcaster. Send me an email, business@mbpod.com. Let me know what's come about for you, what important lessons you want to share with anyone who listens to this podcast or even yours. And I'll see you next week.
That was a voice note from Matt. Come back.
Oh, yeah. When you're focused and in flow, you're the most productive you'll ever be. Time slips away and the outside world disappears. Reflection and ideation have never been easier. Now, what if music could help you get there? And you could support this podcast while you do. Brain.fm delivers functional music made for your brain that shifts your focus through entrainment. With different modes for deep work, chilling out, sleeping, and even meditating, there's an entrainment model you can use to improve any activity. I personally use Brain.fm's deep work setting when I'm editing podcasts and writing copy because it reduces distractions and reliably brings my brain into flow state. It means I can focus for long periods of time and ignore distractions. There's even a mode for ADHD brains that increases the neural effect level to keep your attention, and I'll admit, I use this one constantly. I urge every podcaster I meet to give Brain.fm a go. And when you head to brain.fm/RTP, that's Rethinking Podcasting, you'll get a 30-day free trial, and when you make a purchase, you'll be supporting this podcast. So head to brain.fm/RTP for your free trial with more focus, deep work, and relaxation. Link is also in the show notes.